Welcome to episode 38 of the Snapback Sports Pod. On this episode, it's been a while, Abe, and we're talking NFL Week 8 coming up. The NBA season is underway, as well as the World Series. A lot to get into after we miss an episode, so let's get it.
Down goes Frazier!
Auburn's gonna win the football game! Auburn's gonna win the football game!
Curry, way downtown! Gives it to Jenkins for the championship. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala. Up to Lance. Oh, blocked by James.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Sedman from the Snapback Sports Pod, as you know, and from Snapback Sports on Snapchat. Joining me today is my good friend and co-host, Abe. Abe, the Eagles are 3-4. How's life?
Football? That is a dangerous sport, my friend. We are on to basketball. It was the Battle of LA last night, opening night tonight. I don't want to talk about football.
We missed what could have been one of our better episodes. Ravens go on the road and beat the Seahawks, and Eagles get thrashed on Sunday night. I know that people wanted it. It was disappointing to not be able to deliver because of my travel schedule. But we're going to go there for a quick bit. Ravens win in Seattle. Lamar Jackson can neutralize any football game. Marcus Peters has a pick six in game one. I'll tell you, I was at the game, as you know. I was a little disappointed with the stadium. That's what I was most excited about, was how loud I thought it was going to be. I was up top, and I think all the sound funnels towards the field, so I'm going to give them a break on that. What I was actually insanely impressed with is actually how quiet they are when they're on offense. You could hear a pin drop. They don't even cheer when Russ gets a first down. It's only touchdowns, and then it's dead silent. Ravens look good.
It's crazy how much this season has just become a week-by-week season. More so than, they say it's a week-by-week game in general, like the NFL, but more so anytime this year, nobody knows, unless you're playing the Redskins, Bengals, or Dolphins, who is going to beat who on any given week. I'll give it to you. The Ravens have looked good. That was a really big win for them because I think a lot of people were hesitant to get back on the Ravens train because you saw they beat easy teams at the beginning of the year. Then you guys started playing some tougher competition. Who'd you lose to? The Browns.
And the Chiefs.
So you started playing real teams, didn't really show anything, but this going into Seattle is never easy. That's a big win. You know what? I mean, I have no room to trash your team.
Yeah, thoughts on Sunday Night Football?
I just don't understand. If this team doesn't, if the Philadelphia Eagles as a team don't show me that they don't care, then why should I care about this team anymore? You know what I mean? Sunday night was as embarrassing as they come. There are problems all over the place. I don't know who to blame. I'm not looking to Carson yet. People obviously are. He's obviously had his struggles this year, but he's also, for the most part, been a very solid quarterback, except for his performance on Sunday. I think you got to point fingers to the coaching. I mean, Doug went in, he guaranteed a win, essentially. And then, I mean, you also got to say, I like, you know me, Jack, I could spin an Eagles loss, and I've just been dumbfounded by this one. This one, it hurts way more than the Saints game last year when we got blown out just because it was Dallas.
I think I'm higher on the Eagles than you are right now.
100%. I am. This team has to regain my trust. I refuse. You know what they're going to do? They'll probably go ahead and win at Buffalo this week and then maybe beat a team they shouldn't, like New England or Seattle, and I'll be sucked back into this vortex that is the Philadelphia Eagles, and then, boom, they'll drop a home game or away game since we already played them at home. It's like the Redskins, or we'll lose to the Giants.
It's week to week,
and I can't take it with my emotions, and now I have the Sixers. And Penn State.
Yeah, college football talk is going to be at a minimum until we see the nice more competitive games that are nice coming up.
Nice slate of games this week.
They're coming up. Before we just jump straight into power rankings, I do want to bring up a point. Am I crazy for saying Lamar Jackson's the MVP right now?
Outright, like number one, hands down MVP. Yeah, you're
like,
crazy.
No. He's not hands down. No, but I think he's actually leading the race after last week.
I disagree. I think it's still Aaron Rodgers. I can see why you can build a case for Lamar just because of his all-purpose yards and the fact that he has – is he the leading rusher in the NFL right now?
No, but he's McCaffrey? Close. He's close.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you can make a case for him. It's obviously early, but this is kind of weird. I feel like every year around this time, one person is pulling away from the other. But, I mean
– we have a race. I mean, Russ was my
It's my Russ, leader. Rodgers, Mahomes, and Lamar, in my opinion. I mean,
and McCaffrey. McCaffrey's in it. Yeah, he's not going to win.
He's in it right now. He's not going to win it. I'm not throwing him in there.
Because in my opinion, what McCaffrey's doing, which is accounting for basically the whole offense of the Panthers, Lamar's doing that at the quarterback position, so it makes it tough to say that McCaffrey would win it over Lamar. Rodgers, obviously the 6 touchdowns was huge for his MVP campaign. Mahomes getting hurt is really going to crush it, even though he's supposedly practicing.
That's absurd that he practiced today. He dislocated his kneecap, 6 days ago?
Yeah, it would be really stupid.
When this comes out, it'll be a week ago. Wow, the Nationals just put up 6 runs in one inning. This series is getting out of hand, but yeah.
And then Russ, you know, he threw a pick, his first pick. He'll still hang around. I've been saying, though, the whole year, I really did, that they were fraudulent and they weren't that good. I don't know what that says about the Ravens, but I'm still not sold on the Seahawks. Like, I think the Niners truly are the best team in that division. And after the Rams made that trade, if you check out their schedule, I would almost be surprised if they're not 8-4 or better in their next by the end of 6 games.
Yeah, the Rams have been that team where I just refuse to, like, they took 2 back-to-back losses to Tampa. I mean, 3 to Tampa, Seattle, and the Niners, and people were off their train. But, like, they have the best player in football. And like, their defense can get so creative, just as creative as their offense, because they have the best player in football in Donald and the best
corner
in football in Jalen Ramsey, who came in and made an impact right away, and not in a goddamn Eagles uniform.
All right. Power rankings, let's just get into it. I'll start. Drew Brees is practicing. The Saints have been impressive because of their defensive ability. I'm not going to do it because I don't need to. The Patriots are the best team in the NFL right now because they're... Did you see the stat today on them?
I see a lot of stats.
If Tom Brady and the offense had not taken the field this season, the New England Patriots would be 3-3-1 tie. Because that's how little points they've been held to, and that's how many defensive points the Patriots defense has scored.
I mean, they've...
How insane is that?
They have created literal spirits. Ask Sam Darnold. Like,
yeah, that was wild.
That's going to be his butt fumble, by the way. But, I mean, the secondary has been absurd. I mean, granted, they've played a peewee schedule. I'm going to keep saying that, but no. I mean, it's been absurd what they're doing.
It's tough because, to me, they've played a peewee schedule. But what I like to look into is, like, the players on Twitter, the ex-players, rather, they're like, this defense is legit. It doesn't matter who they're playing. And I am going to trust them over trusting, you know, the rest of Twitter saying they haven't played anyone. Tom Brady's never lost to a first- or second-year quarterback. He plays Baker on Sunday and then comes to Baltimore after our bye. Could he lose one of those 2 games? I mean, no. Baker's in Cleveland.
I mean, you got to think about it. Tom Brady hasn't played that well this year. He's been an average quarterback.
Yeah, he's been good. He hasn't been bad. People like to make it out that he's been bad. He's been good. He's been decent. But
they're kind of getting their running game back. They just got Sanu. They lost Josh Gordon, obviously, but... I mean, the Patriots are the Patriots. They're going to walk to the Super Bowl. They're going to walk there.
All right. Anyways, Patriots 1, Saints 2. Their defense has been outstanding. Brees is practicing after.
Do we have a quarterback controversy?
No.
All right, here's for the Saints. I need you to pick a nickname. Because Teddy Bridgewater is getting himself paid this year. He's going to be a starting quarterback next year somewhere.
Should be.
So do we want to go with Teddy No Knees or Teddy Two Gloves?
Two gloves, way Teddy. Better, and that's positive and fun.
Yeah, you're right. Teddy, like, how does he play quarterback with 2 gloves?
I don't know. It's kind of epic. My third power ranked team, and you gave me so much flack for this after, like, 3 weeks. The Niners, still undefeated. Defense is legit. Number 4, I'm going with the Pack. I'm still not sold on them. Like, I think they are a very interesting team. Derek Carr fumbles on the goal line. It flipped that game. Rodgers looks like he's regaining form. They have a ton of injury issues, but they're getting wins. So for that reason. It almost, the fact that they're 6-1 and lost at home to you guys is almost like confusing, you know?
Yeah, we were Green Bay's only loss and Atlanta's only win so far. So that just shows you how our season's going.
Right. It's odd. And then number five, the Ravens. We took, I mean, I was calling us dead, but then this is what changed it all around for me is we looked like we may have our defense. Like, people forget because of how brutal we were the first 6 weeks that last season we were the number one ranked defense. The Bears were better, but we're the number one ranked defense by whatever metrics they're using. And we were like a bottom five defense this year. So if we even get into the top half, Lamar can neutralize any game. He's so much fun to watch, but he's actually a really good player. Makes the big plays. We're number five. Other teams in the hunt, I mean, we beat the Seahawks, so that jumped. The Vikings looked legit. We'll get into Kirk, but let me hear your five.
Yeah, I mean, I think you were pretty solid from top. I've said the Patriots since we started in the preseason. They've been my number one team. I've always had the Chiefs behind them, even before Mahomes and the season started. But nothing's changing up there until, because I'm not going to pick against the Pats until they give me a reason to, and I look stupid doing so. I'm never going to bet against the house, and they are the house. I've got the Saints too. Like you said, Teddy's getting it done. And that offense might – they did it without Kamara last week. I mean, against the Bears, and we don't even need to talk about that game. And Mitch Trubisky,
I know,
first game
he's
back,
a legend.
My guy.
Too much content for Mitch.
Yeah, but, like, Teddy did it against the Bears D with no Kamara. Like, the Saints are legit. Number three, hey, I apologized last episode, man. I lost money on this team, and they proved me wrong. They embarrassed me. The Niners, they're the third-best team right now. Big pickup with Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
Instantly their best receiver, if you're not counting George Kittle, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, big pickup for them, who already has the best running game in football. Number four, Green Bay. Defense is doing big things for them. LaFleur and Rodgers seem to be getting it done. They're doing it without Davante Adams. Their only loss was to us, who I don't know what that says about them. I know already what I think about the Eagles. So Green Bay number four, and number five, I'm gonna go with the Rams. I was gonna pick the Chiefs.
Wow.
Here. I'm gonna go with the Rams solely because I think of what they're, how scary they can be. They have the receiving core. I think they have Surfer Mitch is a good system quarterback. He's not a good, he can't do it without McVay, but and now, like I said, their defense got exponentially better. The fact that Jalen Ramsey can follow around the best receiver on every team while Aaron Donald is getting after the quarterback, it's going to give offenses so much trouble. And I think the Rams are about to, like you said, their schedule's easy. They're about to do some scary things. And I think inevitably, that division's tough, man.
Let me just go there and say, you're going to get a lot of backlash for putting the Rams at five.
Trust me, they don't look like the fifth best team right now, but in my mind, they are the fifth best team, if that makes sense.
That's fine. I also think the Chiefs are a top three team in the league.
I don't, because, I mean, I don't know.
What?
Matt Moore's their quarterback.
You don't like their defense?
Matt Moore's their quarterback right now. You know their defense is suspect. And their running game has been crap all year. Like,
no,
Mahomes
but,
is getting
but if,
no help, really. And, I mean, he got Tyreek back, but...
But if Mahomes can come back in the next few weeks...
Right.
Like,
don't get me wrong. If Mahomes didn't get hurt last week, the Chiefs would probably be my fifth team. Let me put that.
I mean, they would be way higher for me. They're still 5-2. They're still really good. Yeah. And Mahomes is special. All right. So, that's our power rankings. Any games... I mean, before we talked on air, we talked off air, and we decided this slate... I mean, Ravens are on a bye, so I kind of get to sit back. I might not even watch on Sunday. Like,
hey, me
I
neither.
Can't.
I'm not. You want to meet up and not watch football together?
I can't even find a game I'm excited for. The best game was going to be Green Bay KC. Mahomes is out. If they play him, they're idiots. The second most intriguing game is Patriots Browns, but the Browns are dead. I mean, what game am I excited? I guess you could say Saints Cardinals. You get Kyler in a dome. He's been awesome. The Cardinals have been playing
Kyler
great.
Kyler in a dome.
I mean, he's fast. I don't know. I'm like looking at, you got Rams against Cincy, the Jets against the Jags, Trubisky against Rivers, the Giants against the Lions, the Bucks against the Titans, Carolina San Fran is intriguing, but I think San Fran just destroys Kyle Allen.
I mean, what is this
Thursday
game?
Night is it, I don't like you want to do a Thursday night football preview? It's the Vikings versus the Redskins. The I'll give you 8 game. Seconds.
Kirk Cousins revenge game.
All right, let's give Kirk Cousins some credit. He's played really well this season outside of a couple bad games.
Yeah, no, the past 3 weeks he's really shut me up. First off, just by destroying my own team. So out of I'm eating my words right now. I mean, if Kirk can play competent football, the Vikings are filthy. Like, if he wasn't right. Their quarterback.
Roster-wise, think about their roster.
Their defense is filthy. They have one of the best running backs in football in Dalvin this year. And their receiving core is one of the top in the NFL. Like, there's no holes. And you just look at that quarterback in a primetime game, and you're just afraid to pick them every time. Like, they should be my fifth team in the power rankings the way they look. But you can't make me. You cannot make me put Kirk Cousins.
But you're saying Cousins, if all he has to do is play average. But that's what I wanted to point out.
No, he's playing way above playing average.
Really well.
Yeah, he's playing way above average. He just has to like play like he doesn't see ghosts. How about that?
Indy plays Denver. Like, this is disgusting. Indy with a big win. They're 4-2. Jacoby Brissett, man. I mean, he is playing spectacular.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable. I mean, I guess you can look to the Eagles-Bills game and say, like, if the Bills beat us, we're like their first quality win. Can you say that right now about the Eagles?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it would be a quality
like
win.
Like, the Bills have really beaten nobody, but they're 5-1. Nobody really knows or trusts them because of the Buffalo Bills. I mean, it's a 1.5-point spread. The Bills are favorited, but, like, I'm not going to – don't get me wrong. The Eagles are on my shit list right now, and they have to earn back my trust. But, like, I'm not going to sit here and say we're not a good win for a team. You know what I mean? Not yet, at least.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, they barely beat the Dolphins last week. They pulled away a little, but it was very close. I think if they beat you, it's definitely a good win. I will say, like you mentioned when we started, it would not surprise me if Philly won. The NFL, the reason it's week by week is because it's a matchup thing, and Josh Allen cannot expose your biggest weakness. And I think that is why it should be low scoring, but I think that's why you'll be able to score enough points to beat them. Like, Josh Allen's not going to – if he throws for 300 on you guys, like, then, yes, you're in trouble.
You can pick out of a hat our biggest weakness right now. There's not one.
Oakland-Houston's intriguing, but
no,
once
it's not.
No, it is. Oakland no, – it would not surprise me if Oakland won that game. Oakland's pretty good, I'm telling you.
It looks like you've been hinting a little bit at our people's parlay a little bit.
I have been touching on a bunch of picks in the parlay. So, short NFL preview for Week 8 because it's not too interesting, but we give you our power rankings. Lamar's my MVP. Who's your MVP at this moment?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, Aaron fair. Rodgers.
But, hey, just like anyone can beat anyone week to week, this could flip the switch this weekend easily. It's that close of a race.
Fair enough. But the funny thing is, like, no one's stock can really tick up much this week. It can only go down.
Yeah, I mean, there's no games benefiting anybody.
Yeah.
What if McCaffrey goes for, like, 250 all-purpose against the San Fran D?
Yeah, and what if the Knicks go undefeated?
Okay.
All right, People's Parlay, let's get rich. Short NFL preview, like I just said. After the break, we'll get into NBA. But first, my two picks, like I said, Oakland +6.5. I think they have a chance to actually win that game. I think they'll be close. So I like Oakland. They kind of had Green Bay on the ropes before they just fell apart. And then my second pick is the dead Browns, +13
betting
against
on a dead team. Betting on a bunch of dead guys.
I think 13 is just a ridiculous line. The Browns have played an insane, and I mean insane,
especially coming off a bye.
But normally when teams come off a bye, it's a benefit because they have a good coach. Like, Freddie Kitchens is not a good coach.
Right. But, like, they're well-rested. You can spin that your way.
Right. +13, I think Baker's obviously going to turn the ball over a bunch. But could they, like, be down 17 late and score a touchdown? Why not? You know? Yeah. And it has to do more with Cleveland can limit New England. This is probably the best defense outside of the Bills, who destroyed Brady, that they face. So I'm intrigued to see how Cleveland matches up with New England.
Yeah, don't hate that pick.
All right. Your two?
You know what? I'm going to audible. And since they're the fifth of my power rankings, I'm going to take 13 points for the Rams this week at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals stink, and that
they're
is
not
my,
good.
And that is my reasoning for that pick. And I think that should do it justice.
Okay. There's a party on my street, apparently.
Yeah, seriously, you get an invite?
Okay, and number two?
Second pick.
You had?
Nope, I got it.
Okay.
You took the Raiders plus six, right? Or plus six and a half?
Six and a half, yeah.
I'm going to take the under in that game, 51 and a half. Why? Because you may think both of their defenses have looked shitty. Well, you're right. And so the common person would say, hey, let's take the over. So for that reason, I'm going to take the under.
Who was your pick going to be? I forget.
The Lions minus seven.
Yeah.
But Danny 10 cents. I don't know.
Danny 10 cents is so bad. All right. We just got you guys rich. So that was the People's Parlay. Now let's get ourselves rich. I'm going to go with Indochino. They were founded in the belief that you don't need to spend a fortune on a custom wardrobe. Talk about how good these suits make you look. Indochino is the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. They make suits, shirts, coats, and more, and everything is made to your exact measurements for a great fit. The best part is that they are under $400. Process is simple. Pick out your custom suit. Package gets delivered straight to your door in 2 weeks. Start your style upgrade now with $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. When entering Blue Wire checkout, plus shipping is free. That's Indochino.com. Promo code Blue Wire for $30 off your order.
Now, following a sports team you love in 2019 can be time consuming and rather emotional. Trying to follow everything you're happening in sports is almost impossible. Scrolling through every app and visiting every website on a daily basis is impossible. That's why I subscribe to Axios Sports, the best free daily newsletter in the land. Axios Sports is a modern sports page delivered directly to your email inbox. Axios Sports also highlights the most important stats and trends, giving you the ability to stay informed. Super simple to sign up, and it's free. Not only will you be caught up, you'll be the friend sharing an amazing link with your buddies. Join the 100,000 sports fans who get caught up on the day before it even begins. And best of all, there's no paywall, no subscription fee, nada. This is free, curated sports content delivered directly to you, just like Snapback Sports Podcast. Sign up at sports.axios.com. Again, try for free 99 at sports.axios.com. And Home Run Nationals, Adam Eaton.
Oh, my God. All right, let's do 2 minutes on the Nats.
10-2
Nats take two games in Houston, one off Verlander, one off Cole. I'm not going to say the series is over, but, like, this is actually a team of destiny, right?
I'm not even thinking it's a team of destiny. They're just a really good team. Like,
right, they're just
the Nats start. No, I said it to you before. Yeah. Like, the Nationals are the biggest underdog in recent memory since, like, the Red Sox in 07 or something. And if you look at it, the Nationals started out like shit. They started, like, 19-30. And since that day, they've been one of the best teams in baseball, just as good as the Astros, with just as good pitching. Like, I don't know why people get this notion that the Nationals were just, like, ended up here. They're really good.
Well, it's not as much ended up here as much as, like, think about how they actually did get to the World Series. In their wild card game, they're down 2-0.
Crazy.
And then in game 5 against the Dodgers, they hit 2 off Kershaw, and then they hit a grand slam in extras. So it was actually even more miraculous that they got to the World Series. They destroyed the Cardinals. They're now destroying the Astros. I mean, 10-2. Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean,
home field doesn't mean anything. So I think if Houston gets one, like, maybe it swings the series in game 3. Obviously, if the Nats go home and take care of business. Like, if they throw Corbin and they beat Granke, who I don't know why they put him on the road, it's just, it's over. Nats are going to win their first World Series.
Yeah, I mean, game, what is that going to be, 3 is obviously a must win. The Nats also have 3 at home, so.
Yeah.
If you can get 2 out of 3 here. Oh, wait, no, then the series would be over. You get one here, then you got to win one on the road in the last 2. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it definitely looks over. The starting pitching last night with Cole and Scherzer, who was it?
Yeah.
Started off shaky, then they both settled in. And same thing tonight. And most of the Nationals runs came after Verlander was out. I think he ended up with, like, 3 runs, maybe. 3 earned. Mm-hmm. Or I think after the Kurt Suzuki homer, they pulled him. But, I mean, they're saying the Nationals bullpen is the shitty bullpen, but the Astros just got blown up.
Yep. All right. Speaking of trying to get there first, a bunch of NBA teams tipped off on Wednesday and Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. Now you got me going.
Can we, let me just get the Knicks out of the way. Knicks have, like, competent basketball players, which is encouraging. Like, they're not throwing Luke Kornet out there. They don't have a point guard. They're overall, like, in the half court, absolutely embarrassing. They were leading the Spurs in the fourth before an 18-0 run kind of tumbled. Fizdale's going to have to figure out rotations. I'll be in Brooklyn on Friday night for Knicks-Nets, and I'll be in the Garden Saturday night for Knicks-Celtics, so stay tuned for that. Shout out.
Little snapback experience.
Yeah, shout out TickPick. They're an app, like a StubHub, but no fees, which is actually, like, makes so much sense. Like, why charge fees? All right, so that's my spiel on the Knicks. I'll let you have...
No, why don't we go into what we saw last night? Battle of L.A.
Because people are here for the Battle of L.A., so... If we give them the Battle of L.A. and then they know the Sixers are coming, they might not stick around. So I want them to hear about the Sixers. I'm giving you a minute
for the Sixers. Don't give me anything. You know what? Hey, it's game one. It's a long series. I'm not going to overreact one way or another. But boy, do I love this team. I mean, we struggled out of the gate against Boston, played a very shitty first half, and was somehow up by one. Then settled in the second half. I mean. Ben Simmons looked unbelievable. Everybody else, the offense took a little while.
How'd Joe play tonight?
Joe only played 23 minutes, but I think he had 15 and 13 in 23 minutes. Nice. But caught a hard foul to the nose, so he sat a lot of the fourth quarter. But, I mean, the defensive hype about this team is real. There were so many fouls called, and I think that's going to be a lot of what you see with the Sixers this year because – they are so big and physical, and other teams are going to try and match their physicality. So yeah. I don't think they'll necessarily be an entertaining team style of play because it's just going to be a lot of bump and maybe like old school basketball. Need a little bit more help shooting, but overall, very happy with what I saw out of the Sixers game one. And Boston, they shut down Kemba. Kemba in his debut did not look good. Kyrie, on the other hand, took 33 shots.
I mean, this guy is so happy right now. Someone on Twitter wrote it. I don't know who to credit, but they were like, Kyrie Irving is in his happy place. He gets to have his coach cheering him on to take as many shots and score as many points as possible, and, like, no one cares if they win or lose. I mean, he had 50. Did you see the shot for the win?
Yep.
Oh, if he had made that.
I'm kind of glad he didn't solely because, like, the 33 shots is just obnoxious. Like, I was hype on Brooklyn to start the year, and I think after...
I mean, he shot over 50%, and he shot 50% from three, yeah. And he didn't turn the ball over once. Like, it honestly wasn't that bad of a game for taking 33 shots.
I just see that Kyrie's going to dribble his way to, like, a six seed and be totally content with it just being on House of Highlights every night.
You know,
and
exactly.
Snap.
I told you that. I told you the Nets weren't going to be that good.
I mean, it's night one, so.
Yeah.
I just, like, seeing Kyrie 50 in the opener just, like, made me chuckle.
And they lost.
In that sort of way.
The only player worse.
Andrew
Wiggins. I think he's my favorite player in the league.
Oh, he is.
An incredible stat line. 21 points on 10 of 27, 0 for 4 from deep, 0 assists.
You missed the best part of that stat line. They won by one.
Yeah.
And he has
on the road.
And he had a negative 26 plus minus. Like, that's impressive.
That is incredible.
Are we going to be turning – is Andrew Wiggins going to be our NBA Mitch Trubisky?
No, because everyone knows, like, how bad he is and how inefficient. And also, they're not on a good team. Like, the thing with the Bears and Mitch is, like, the Bears are actually a really good team, and it's just Mitch drags them down. Like, Wiggins isn't – like, if they swap Wiggins with another – with Rudy Gay, it's not like they're winning 50 games.
I think we need to talk off-air and try and find our NBA Mitch Trubisky. Just make it a brand. We'll blow it up. We can make some good memes out of it. I think we got to find an – we got to agree on one.
It's not hate, but it could be Kyrie if we see enough of a losing season from them. Because think about it.
Because Mitch plays bad.
So bad.
Like, Mitch isn't throwing for 450 and four touchdowns and still losing, where Kyrie just put up 50 and no turnovers and still lost.
Okay. So we'll but that's the thing, is there's not really a player that can impact the game negatively and be bad and still be, like, notable.
Draymond Green.
No, that's just dumb. Draymond only does positive things for the Warriors.
Oh, my God. All right.
You know that's true.
No, all right.
You don't have to like him. But... All right. Battle of L.A. Are you going to lie, or are you going to just act like you watched the whole game?
No, I went to sleep at halftime.
All right, so your GOAT.
All the highlights.
Yeah, but I know you did your research. Your GOAT had 4 points in the second half. He had a nice dunk, a nice chase down block. Still getting his highlights in.
He's also playing he played some defense last night.
No. Oh no.
I saw that charge.
The funny thing is, he obviously in spurts can do that, but he didn't guard Kawhi. And
no, I mean, at this point in his career, he's not going to.
Exactly, and that's the issue. That's why people are going to say he's not the best player in the league anymore, because he can't. It doesn't seem like he can reach that level from 2 years ago. I'm not saying he's a bad player.
I mean, it's night one, so we can.
It is.
The jury's out.
But LeBron is going to have to do more than 18 points a night
to
win.
You know what was weird about this game? It just seemed like everything you thought the Lakers were going to be, which is just LeBron and AD pick and rolls the entire time. I think they ran one all game. It was just post-ups for AD.
LeBron has never been a pick and roll fan. So that was the thing coming in was is he going to sacrifice that? He doesn't
I think it was a Frank. Frank Vogel stinks.
No. Well, yes, obviously. We knew that. And Kidd will be the coach by All-Star break. But that's always been LeBron's thing. AD, he really, I don't know, man. He shies away in the big moment.
I mean, you say he's better than Joel Embiid, not me.
Well, he is better than Joel. But Danny Green practically saved them. He scored 28.7 of 9 from 3. My favorite stat of the night was that he's the all-time leading scorer for first career appearances for the Lakers. More than Kareem, more than LeBron.
Last night, I also feel like the Clippers, they took this game way more seriously.
No. I see. That's where I disagree.
Pat Beverly thought this was Game 7 in the finals.
No, but that's
He's not doing that for 82 games.
You're wild, because that is Beverly. That's why he's such a sicko. Because
he's chucking the ball into the stands against Detroit Pistons on a Tuesday night game.
He cares that much.
Stop! You sound like a fool.
Dude, he didn't look summer league. That, you know how all the players chill in Vegas and they watch courtside?
Yeah, so he didn't dap him up. I saw the video, too.
No, he dapped him up. He didn't look him in the eyes. He's a sicko. He actually cares. And
he's the best actor in the NBA.
Nah. Well, you mean LeBron in terms of flopping?
Oh, I thought you were going cinematography. You're excited for Space Jam.
But this is the scary thing. Out joking aside and all this Lakers aside is that, well, first of all, shout out to KCP, 27 minutes, didn't log a stat besides a few boards, few assists, and a foul, and five fouls. The Clippers beat them handedly without Paul George.
I mean, it is game one, and both teams still have a lot to prove, and let's be honest, neither of these rosters, maybe the Clippers more so, because they have a solid 8 rotation they can go with in the playoffs. But the Lakers, this roster is not going to be what it will come playoff time. I think Kuzma's a big difference for them.
It's like he's the tallest midget, because it's the only reason he's big for them is because it takes less Jared Dudley minutes and KCP minutes.
Right. No, but he adds that third aspect of a scoring threat on offense, and that's very important.
Like, Avery Bradley's logging 24 minutes. KCP's 27.
I mean, Avery, that won't happen when...
No, but it will, because think about these minutes. Dudley, 13. Troy Daniels, 16. KCP, 27. Avery Bradley, 24. Kuzma only eats up so many of those minutes.
Another double, single in the gap that make it 11-2 for the Nationals now. Jeez.
I just think that... What we learned was what we had kind of expected. Kawhi is still one of the top players in the game.
The one last year who was saying he's the second best player on planet Earth. You were the one that had KD ahead of him.
Well,
and Giannis ahead of him.
Yeah.
Do you still believe that Giannis is better than Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I think at this point, that's
considered a little bit of a hot take.
It's definitely not a hot take. The guy won MVP.
Yeah, but he didn't win finals.
Well, then, okay, so who's the best player in the world?
LeBron James.
Okay, so that would almost be considered more of a hot take than Giannis.
I disagree, because it's like a Patriots thing. You can't...
It's not, though, because now we've seen a whole season of LeBron not looking like the top player in the world. He's been injured, and then we have... I know we only have one game to go off of, but he looked sluggish. He looked horrible.
we don't need to get into last season, but we all know he looked great, and the Lakers did look great before he went down. He finished averaging 28-8-8. So until otherwise,
God. I'm done with LeBron's usage stats.
Okay, I mean, listen, man, we got 81 more to go, and I think you'll learn why he still is the best player on planet Earth. And until he gives me a full season with a full, actually assembled solid roster, and he doesn't look himself, I'm not betting against the guy because I'm not going to look like that idiot.
That's fine. I'm ready to go on air. I'm going to give it a week.
Oh, my God. A week into the NBA season. Three games.
I'm going to give it a week.
Three or four games if they're playing a back-to-back.
I'm going to give it a week because I want to be the one who's out and ahead of it. But I'm going to give it a
Skip
week.
Skip Bayless has you beat by 4 years.
Right. I'm going to give it a week before I say he's no longer the best player in the world.
You've said it countless times before. We can run the episodes of this podcast back.
That's fair. Anything else? Well, Pelicans looked good. They fell to Toronto. Fred VanVleet now leading the MVP race in the NBA. He's superb. Kyle Lowry still better than De'Aaron Fox?
Bro, we went over this. We're not doing this again.
We're past it. I mean, you could have bought high there. De'Aaron only has 7 points tonight.
Let's talk about this Zion injury. I mean, it's kind of how did Ja Morant do tonight? I think he had a solid game for them.
Nah, he only had like four assists. He was turning the ball over a bunch. There's not a ton. I'm looking at OKC thinking it's the Clippers. The Thunder were competitive tonight against the Jazz. Chris Paul, he's not like that. Like I said, that team actually is decent. They're just not going to be together by the end of it. Or else they're a serious playoff team. Like, they really can make...
Wait, what?
What?
Did you just say the Thunder are a serious playoff team in the West?
Sorry, a serious contender to make the playoffs.
What does that mean? A 10 seed?
No, that means if they didn't trade any of their players, they could make the playoffs.
You're saying with 10, the roster, 9, 8. With 10, the 9, roster 8. They started tonight?
Yeah.
Oy, Jack. I mean, that's a good stoop to stand on, considering they probably will trade their players.
Yeah, they're obviously going to blow it up.
So nobody can prove you wrong. But, I mean, I'm curious about this Zion, how it impacts the rookie of the year. Because you look at past years in the NBA, I think the fewest games somebody has played in one rookie of the year is like 53 or something. So that's missing what? You went to Texas. 30, what's that
29
math?
Games.
29 games. Zion's going to be out 2 months.
Yep.
How many games is that off the top of your head?
60 days, call it, probably play. Not every other, but two every five divided by 12. 24 games, so that would leave five games.
That's some hell of a
math. I would leave five.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's safe to say Zion is not likely to be rookie of the year unless he comes back and just a baller, but...
Which he should be.
So, can I switch my rookie of the year pick without Zion?
It can only be Hero.
Oh, well, obviously I was going to go Tyler Hero.
Okay. Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Well, since this whole Zion injury thing's happened, if it can't be Zion because of the amount of games he's played, Tyler Hero, it's your team, my guy. Jimmy didn't show up for work tonight. Your team. I don't think we got the win. Did he get the win?
No, they did. They beat Memphis.
Oh, good win. Great win to start.
Jimmy
the year.
Sat.
Yeah, he sat on the bench.
Well, no, I didn't
no,
see
he
where.
Didn't show
like,
up. He didn't show up. Personal reasons, I don't want to get into that. Probably something happened. But, yeah. Tyler, 14-8, not a bad night. You got your team out to a 1-0, and he's going to carry this team to a, what did I pick them as? The sixth seed?
Yeah, something like that.
Yep, Tyler, your team, run with it.
There's one more team I want to get to before we call it an ep. But first, just because we did it off the air, have to bring it on air. Abe and I bet. I said Julius Randle. He gave me good odds, or bad odds, that Julius would be an all-star.
Yeah.
25, 11, 6, 3 steals, 1 turnover. Good start for the all-star campaign.
Oh, I think he'll stuff the stat sheet. It's just I think there will be other guys ahead of him in the Eastern
Conference.
Is
Beal going to make it with his performance tonight? 7 for 25? I don't know.
Not a guard, so it doesn't matter.
But in that game, the Dallas Mavericks looked impressive. Luka, 34 points on 12 and 19. Kristaps played almost 30 minutes. He scored 23. But this is what I said would haunt them, because I think they are going to have a good year. They beat the Wizards by 8. The Wizards are garbage. But
yeah,
look at
I don't think
after,
this is an impressive win at all.
After those two, Kleber, 0 points. DeLon Wright, 5. Courtney Lee's on the Mavs. Jeez, 4 points.
He was in the Kristaps trade. Come on, you're a Knicks fan. You got to know this.
Dorian Finney-Smith, 10 points. Brunson, 9. Tim Hardaway, 4. Seth Curry, 9. Jay Jackson. I don't even know which Jackson that is. Had 10. Like, Justin I guess. Jackson. Then the, no, he's not on the.
Justin Jackson from North Carolina. He's on that team.
Oh, rookie Justin. I guess you could say it was balanced, but there's no production outside of the top two. And you have Kristaps, who, if I bet you $1 million right now, he wouldn't play more than 70 games. So you miss your second for 15-plus games, and that's just going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the West. I think they were going to be a flashy team and a fun team, and maybe another free agency will do them right once other people see the potential. But yeah, Dallas isn't doing much this year.
No. I think they'll be fun, though. And that is what my takeaway from night one of the NBA. And the Warriors and Rockets haven't played yet, or the Bucks.
Big takeaway for me is what I said. And those Indiana Pacers, without Blake Griffin, losing at home to the Pistons by 9. I mean, Sabonis put up 27 and 13, so he had a solid game. But I don't think this team has enough depth. And, they got 12, 16 bench points. And fell to the Pacers at home. I just don't think they have a number one guy on that team. I know you think it could be Miles Turner, can't you?
Number one?
Yeah, number one guy on that team.
I mean, it's Oladipo.
No, I'm saying until he gets back.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a team effort. Miles, you know, he'll do
it. I think you need that dog, which is why I'm not sold on the Pacers.
I mean, talking about dog, Andre Drummond went 32-23.
Yeah, that's like, just what? Yeah, that's just what he does.
I don't see the Pacers letting that happen, like, again very soon, because I think, like, McMillan's just going to lay into them. But what my takeaway was, you cut me off, is that the NBA is going to be a lot of fun this year. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have, around 9 contenders?
Yeah, you have
something
some
like that.
And not even cuties. I think there's actual contenders.
No, there are a few cuties hiding in that.
I'll say this. I think the Nuggets are cuties. I think the Jazz are contenders.
See, that makes no sense to me because you look at how far the Nuggets got last year compared to the Jazz and what they did with the one seed. And how can you think one team that had that success last year is a cutie, but another that really didn't? What was Utah, a 4 or 5 seed last year?
Yeah,
they might have
I don't
been
even
less
remember.
Than that. They might have
been
who'd
less they play?
That. They got.
They must have played the Blazers.
They probably lost to Portland.
No, Portland hit the shot over OKC. They must have played the Rockets. Yeah, they played the Rockets.
Yeah, whatever. Both of them aren't doing anything for me. Teams in the there. I mean, there's only two teams in the East that are contending for a championship. Can you agree on that?
Yes.
So to me, there's only 4 in the West. Both LA, Houston, and maybe that's it.
What?
Maybe that's it.
My NBA champ.
Your NBA champ is never mind. Know how I feel about that.
My reasoning for Utah is I think everyone's going to take the next step. I think Conley's an underrated upgrade over Rubio.
People I agree. I think Donovan Mitchell is just overrated.
Well, I don't know. I think he takes the next step. You don't. I think Gobert's superb. I think Bogdanovich is a big addition with Ingles now.
Big
can come off the bench.
Big pickup for them.
Conley was 1 for 16 tonight, and they still caught the dub. So.
Yeah, the reason they don't do it for me is come playoff time. 2 minutes left in the game. Who's going to say get out of my way for them? I don't.
Donovan. That's the thing that.
See, I don't trust him. So.
See, but that's the thing. I trust him way more than I trust, like, if Jamal Murray say get out of the way, or Jokic can't really get his own shot, even though he does get his own shot somehow.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
He is just a.
He's a load.
An ogre.
Wait. All right. I know what we're signing off with. Let me read you this line tonight. 12. Points, 6 assists. I can hear you typing.
I'm not.
What are you Googling?
Athletes that wear number 37.
Okay. Well, we're on 38. But okay. 12 points, 6 assists in 23 minutes. Name that player.
Run it back.
12 points, 6 assists, 23 minutes, and a dub.
And a dub. East or West?
East.
12 points, 26 minutes.
23 minutes. 6 assists.
Oh, my guy.
Your guy.
My absolute guy. I forgot to bring him up. That's my biggest takeaway from the NBA. Guys, watch out for Markelle Fultz. 50% from the floor tonight, 12 points. That guy, Jason Tatum, the guy who went right behind him, who people are saying is better than him, 21 points on 23 shots. The Jason Tatum better than Markelle Fultz take. Get him out of my face. Shove him up here, you know what. Markelle, you know what? Watch out for him for most improved this year. How about that?
Stop.
Watch out.
Stop.
Markelle, faithful to the grind. Stay with it. I've been riding for you. I thank you for everything you did in Philadelphia. I wish you the best in Disney World. Markelle, go do your thing, man. Go do everything we knew you could in Philadelphia.
Shout out, Fultz. Ben didn't try or look like he was attempting a three tonight, right?
But did you see that guy?
I know. I'm just asking. I didn't watch the whole game.
No, but Ben was another man on a mission.
Yeah, he's amazing. Shout out, Fultz. Thank you guys for listening to episode 38 of the Snapback Sports Pod. All combos and debates will be in the Flick Chat app. Join the Snapback group. Come talk with me and Abe. Did you find any number 38s? I said we're too late in the episodes that like you don't really have much.
Yeah, Kurt Schilling wore 38. He's a little he's a little controversial though, so we should stay past him.
Okay.
Ooh, this guy's a little hefty pitcher. Is that who I think it is? Carlos Zambrano from the Cubs, a classic Chicago Cubs pitcher, also a solid hitter. I remember that from the video games. But yeah, that's about all I got. Big Carlos Z and controversial Reddit blood sock Kurt Schilling.
Excited for episode 39 on Monday. I believe Steven Jackson from the St. Louis Rams wore 39. We'll check back in on Monday.
Football's a dangerous sport, and basketball is back. And boy, do I love my Sixers. That's it.
All right, Snapback fam. Go Knicks.